producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk.
Yes, we do.
The sun is shining down.
Yes, it is.
Burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Been there, done that. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I mean, we've been here before, most of us, right? Kenny, you've been here before. Ken Kessler with me.
Yes, sir.
On the Good Day program, Kara Schillen is here. You've been here, done this before, right? So we should have no problems. The essence of... Is that my favorite word? Sometimes I overdo some of the words that I use. Essence is one of those things, though, that captures, doesn't it? The dealings, the essence of a story, the essence of a problem, the essence of a fix. So, what do we have going on today that was different than yesterday? Maybe some information from France, where police and prosecutors, friends and families, and people who write for newspapers unveiling details about the men accused of carrying out the attacks in Paris. Altogether, authorities say that three teams participated in this assault. At least one suspected participant remains at large. But the mastermind is dead, D-E-A-D, dead. Abdel Hamad or Hamid Abu. I didn't realize there were so many vowels. It's interesting when you look at they use the Roman alphabet, when you compare how it looks to, let's say, the Russian alphabet or the Eastern alphabet. I think they call it the Orthodox alphabet, don't they, Kenny?
I think so.
Yeah, the Orthodox, because, of course, what they say and how they do it is much more Orthodox than what we do. So, this whole situation here is fluid. There are a lot of people who are worried it's going to happen someplace else. I don't know. I often think, though, speaking of Russia, the Russian people don't seem to be the kind of people who worry. Is it because the news media there doesn't play things up the way our news media does? Does the Chinese news media, the Russian news media, the African news media, the South American news media, do they play things up the way the American media plays things up? Do you have the same feeling of fear when you read about or watch a story? I think it's pretty interesting, that movie that was out with Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton about the election in Bolivia of the president, the way they use the media down there. They had to come up with stories. They couldn't plant stories in the media, like seeming the PR. The suggestion is PR people get in bed with journalists and they create stories that may or may not be true, but they create stories that they want. And that's based on just the lack of good journalism, the lack of credibility, the lack of honesty. So when you get information, you have to wait. I guess that's basically the bottom line. Whether it's a terrorist attack, a deranged person with an automatic weapon, there is plenty to be scared about in our world, plenty to be depressed about in our world. The other day, I got a pick-me-up from the wisdom of Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Rogers said when he was on the verge of losing his faith in mankind, his mother always told him to look to the helpers, the people who come up big when their lives are in danger or when they are needed to help. Every single time there's something like this Paris story, or what did you find it in the shoot 'em ups that are here, something or somebody comes out of it as a hero. Because it's their time. people who come up big when their lives are in danger. He said, Fred Rogers said, quote, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, quote, look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are helping. To this day, especially in times of disaster, I think remembering his mother's words and be comforted by realizing that there are so many helpers, so many caring people, so many people that want to help children, adults. And so if you start your day today thinking, oh my God, it's another day of horrible, horrible news. This one's shot, that one's killed, gunman's here, gunmen are here. Look at the headlines this morning in the New York Times. Turkey shoots down military plane. Gunman shot after five are shot at protest of police in Minneapolis. And there are a dozen more of those here, there, and everywhere. Suspect shot in court. Yeah, these sorts of things. So, anyway, what's my point? The point is, Kenny, have you got my point? What's my
point? Well, you can choose to be afraid.
Yep.
Or you can choose to not.
And find the people, find the stories, find the information if you care to, unless you just want to fall into that malaise. This is about you. This isn't about me or anybody else. This is about you and how you feel about what's going on. Look to what really it is that's going on here. Is the creation of good stuff or bad stuff what attracts you? All right. Now, let's find out more about how things are going. Marcy Wheeler and a discussion about surveillance technology, that sort of thing, up next here. Welcome to the real world on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Roberta, Richie and Kenny, and Marcy Wheeler. We've already learned that she's had a varied career. She started as a consultant in the auto industry, moved to Asia, and then started writing books when things didn't quite work the way she wanted them to work. And she's a blogger. She's written Anatomy of Deceit, How the Bush Administration Used the Media to Sell the Iraq War. You know what, Marcy? I wish I had seen that book, because I'm on that page. That's then, though. It's the past. Now we focus more on the things that were being sold these days, and maybe the result of the Paris attacks, or what's going on in Brussels. Are we being sold a bill of goods here? Are we biting too hard into this apple, so that we're going to be so afraid we won't want to travel for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and we're just going to get frozen in our tracks, mostly not because of what's real, but because what's imagined, set forth by those who are bloggers and news people?
Well, I think the risk of an attack like Paris is far higher in Paris and Belgium than it is in the United States, just because we don't have the large populations of radicalized people who want to launch an attack like that. Yeah. But I think the government has been honest about that. What they've not been honest about is what it would take to prevent such an attack, and they're going to use the attack to ratchet up surveillance here in ways that don't necessarily make sense.
Back to more government control. It's like the Patriot Act after September 11th. It's not thought through. Nobody reads the bill. They just sign on because the title of it will have some sexy reference to how we can save ourselves. And in fact, all it does is give us more government surveillance and not give us any more protection, because there's a disconnect between those two things, is there not?
Right, especially, I mean, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, everyone in the intelligence community would tell you that cybersecurity, that hacking is the biggest threat to the United States. And yet, 10 days later, those same people are now calling on even companies like Sony not to offer encryption. Now, Sony is one of the biggest serial victims of hacking that we've got. And therefore, they should offer encryption. They should encrypt everything. Except 10 days later, people like Dianne Feinstein have completely forgotten that's supposed to be the biggest threat to us. And now Sony can't have encryption at all, because if they do, the terrorists will win.
I don't understand that. Explain that for me and the others in the audience that don't quite understand how this all works.
Well, on the encryption, one of the things people are arguing is that the intelligence community didn't see the Paris attack because terrorists are going dark, because they're encrypting their conversations more and more.
And they're smarter at this than all the surveillance people that have the, what we're saying is Daesh is smarter than the governments of all these European countries, or our country?
Or John Brennan, who had his email hacked by people claiming to be teenagers. Good encryption will prevent the government from reading the content of communications, or at least it will make them take a lot more time to be able to read it. At least the NSA has ways around encryption. What they do is that they'll hack a person's device, or they'll find ways to intercept their communication online. So, I mean, the NSA has ways around encryption, which you wouldn't know hearing everyone yelling about encryption. But more importantly, the NSA and France and all these other governments, they have all the metadata to be able to see networks.
So what happened? Why didn't they? Why didn't they find out what was going on?
Well, I think one of the things is that terrorists have ways of not getting picked up in metadata. I mean, a lot of these people were living together. You don't need to communicate on the phone if you're living
in the same house with him. Okay, that's an interesting, simple way of looking at it. Marcy Wheeler's email or her website is emptywheel.net. Some interesting reading there about all of these things that are falling into place around the world. 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You understand that. 23 hours, 24 after the hour. Time for our daily My Three Songs contest. We're going to play three tunes, different artists that have something in common. There's a thread, a thought, a thread, something about these songs that connects them. If you can figure out what ties them together, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 and I have a fabulous new book that is just hot off of the presses that I'm going to give you a copy of. This is something that I think will be moderately on the scale. This is not too hard. It's not too easy, Kenny. Would you say that's accurate?
It's shifting closer to the too easy side.
Really? All right. First song is Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway. Life is a Highway. Did somebody steal that button from you, too?
Yes.
No.
They did.
Really?
Yes.
All the songs are gone? Is Rome by the B-52?
Yeah, I have the B-52.
What's going on there?
This is not going well.
He needs to have a few people fired.
No, song number one is Lionel Richie here.
No.
And you have Lindsey Buckingham?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go get the other one then.
All right, thank you. All right, so anyway, consider song number one to be Rome by the B-52s, chart-topping hit on all of the charts in early 1990. 19 weeks on the charts from top to bottom. The B-52s continue to record new music, and they are still touring. This has been their most recent top pop hit since it was first out. Song has been used by a wide variety of commercials, including the folks that try to promote the Disney Channel. I'm sorry, the Discovery Channel. Disney Channel, too, as far as that's concerned, and Subaru of New Zealand. All right. right. So Rome by the B-52, song number one in our My Three Songs contest. Here is number two. Number two. This sounds more like your friend's... Why am I thinking this sounds more like Setzer?
Oh, good. It's got a little bit of a rockabilly sound to it. Yeah, Brian Setzer. But it's not.
Lindsey Buckingham and Holiday Road, a song that, despite its popularity, didn't do as well on the charts as some of his other work, used as a slot in the Chevy Chase movie, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Let's see. And then it was used in a couple of sequels. Last summer's reboot. It's not used in Christmas Vacation for obvious reasons. All right, so that's song number two. First song, Rome by the B-52s. Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham. And this is Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran. Big top hit in 1991, about this time of year. Tom came up with the song after taking his family on a trip to West Africa to raise money for the World Vision Famine Relief Organization. This has been his biggest hit, solo or with his band. The band's called Red Rider, if you didn't remember that, by the way. Also topped the charts in his native Canada, plus four other countries. A hit again in 2006 when it was covered by Rascal Flatts for the movie Cars. All right, so what do we have here? 888-302-3684. Life is a Highway, Rome, and Holiday Road. We probably could come up with a few others as well. Let's try Henry listening on the FM talk station in Tucson. Hello, Henry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's up?
Oh, just getting ready for work.
You're up. Right. What do you do for work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a concrete superintendent for a local construction company here in town.
So anybody, did you ever have to drop anybody into the concrete to get rid of them?
No, but I've had a lot of offers to
make somebody some boots.
A little extra coin. Okay, so what's the thread of these three songs?
I'm going to say it's some potential holiday traveling that people are going to be doing this coming weekend.
Heading out on the road is very astute of you to figure that out. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. Life is wonderful when you do the work. Hold on just a second, Henry. Thank you. 20 and after on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. People enjoy giving and receiving delicious food during the holidays, which is why Hickory Farms, America's favorite holiday food gift brand, is introducing new products for this special time of year. Their new Simply Hickory Farms gift line is made with simple, delicious ingredients. Try their all-natural beef sausage with no nitrates and natural Wisconsin cheeses made with no artificial colors or preservatives. For the person with a sweet tooth, try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark or one of their new holiday cookie gifts. Hickory Farms is proud to support No Kid Hungry, the leading nonprofit group working to end childhood hunger in America. Since 2008, Hickory Farms has contributed over $4 million to No Kid Hungry. This holiday season, Hickory Farms will donate $5 for every signature party planner gift box sold. Customers can also donate with each purchase. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you or visit hickoryfarms.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stalwarts of our continuing expansion here on the Good Day program. In this hour, our aim is to bring you in-depth information about several different items, stories, if you will, or thoughts or things that will impact you, hopefully more than the usual gobbledygook that you hear. Well, this is what's going on there. How about what we do with the information? What do you do with the information, for example, about medicine or medical procedures or medical happenings or when people are sick? What do you learn from their experience not to do? One of the things this fall that you may not want to do if you're visiting New York City is ride the subway. The subway is one of the sickest places in New York. Sick. By that, I mean not the mentally, oh, that's sick stuff, but the sickness, the illnesses on the trains are legion. More and more people are getting ill. I think that's a better word, Kenny, don't you, than sick. Being ill is much easier to construe. It's much easier to understand an illness. So the question about why it is that people are so sick on the subway and why this information hasn't become more available. And I guess the other question is, if it applies to New York, does it apply to the subways that run in other major cities, not only here in our country, but around the world? The subways are cool, but yet they can be a very dangerous place, as we found out, with terrorism being a focus. But this is not about terrorism. Well, it isn't, but it might be. Now, here I am trying to parse the words, trying to separate fear and fiction from reality. And what appears to be the reality, and this is something that some crazed person might utilize, because there's all these rumors floating around that the people who are not our friends are interested in spreading is in a, let's see, it would be a good episode of 24, right, Kenny? Have all those viruses or the bacteria or a nuclear bomb or something like that. Well, that's not what's going on either. There are 3,000 train delays every month and have been for the past 3 months because trains are stopped as people get ill on the train. The emergency medical workers are called to the train station. And any of you know who've walked around in New York, or, again, major metropolitan cities everywhere, how much room is there to get down the stairs and get down to the level where the trains are? In many circumstances, especially the older parts of New York, those are pretty narrow gateways. You're lucky in some of the smaller areas to have two people be able to engage or work their way down or up the stairs down to the subway station. So if an ambulance has to be sent to a station, the workers trying to get below ground when there's a labyrinth of other people, and then you get down there, and you know as well as I do, this subway system was designed, 100 years ago? And some of the if you go into the styluses or you go into where people put their coins in or run their cards through or whatever it is, there's a lot of negotiating to get through some of this stuff because there's so many people that over the years jumped over the paraphernalia. Like Washington's much easier to get around than New York in this term. There's gates and there's wire mesh and there's all kinds of stuff. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that when somebody gets sick on the train, it takes a long time often for people to get down to the train. Meanwhile, people are just sitting on the train. The trains behind them can't get into the station. So the process can stretch on for a half an hour or so. Can you imagine the cascading delays across the system in New York City? And sometimes the passengers who are reporting to train officials that they don't feel well, sometimes they're not that sick. Sometimes they're really sick, but sometimes they aren't that sick. But it just seems to me, this is one of those things, Doug's talking about something that I'm not even thinking about, or I wasn't thinking about. I bring it to your attention for two reasons. One of them is that you're probably better to walk unless you're going a long way in New York. And the second is, what does happen if there's a real emergency down in the subway? It's not a pretty picture. And one of those things that, again, maybe a lot of people think about it now, but what in the world would you do? How would you ever, do you realize how crippled New York would be if you shut down the subway systems? That's how most people get around. They don't take the buses. And if you got to go 4 or 5 blocks, maybe you walk it, unless the inclement weather really steers you downstairs. And that's another thing. On a rainy day or a cold day, it's almost impossible, even sometimes, to get down there. It takes you a long time, even if there isn't anybody who's sick. So I just, many people, I was even thinking about doing this, going to New York to see the lights for a weekend, go down on a Saturday and see the Christmas lights and enjoy shopping in New York and that kind of stuff. And I don't want you not to do it, but it's just one of the many things that one might think about. The high cost of getting stuck in New York. How's that? Some food for thought. Other things going on from the world of medicine. How about this for those of you, speaking of the city and getting around, how many of you ride in an Uber car or have ridden in an Uber car? Kenny, you ever ride in an Uber car?
I have not.
Uber ride? Well, I have, and I like them for many obvious reasons. Clean cars, drivers are polite, well-kempt, and they know where they're going, or they can figure out how to get to where you want to go much faster than the cabbies. They're often in big cities, don't speak English, they're dirty, they smell, the cabs smell like their cigarettes, the cabs are dirty, you know, all of that stuff. So I think it's interesting to note that Uber and their business model are expanding. Now, I think there was a report that some of the Uber cities are featuring delivery of food. Uber drivers also started last week to deliver flu vaccines. Their mobile rideshare application is not only bringing flu vaccines to people who need them, but nurses in 36 different cities are bringing the flu shots. So you can call Uber and you can get a nurse and a flu shot delivered to your home just as if they came to your home and delivered you to the airport, which I find quite fascinating.
Wow.
Right? How about them apples? And then another medical story that will be followed during the course of the week, the combination of Pfizer and Allergan stirring an outcry. That's not going to be an easy sell. Speaking of things that are important when it comes to the world of medicine, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on my staff. We'll relate to you a new study about coffee and why it's good for you next year on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. Easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 3322, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 3322.
We're still on
arguing. All right, clean break.
I can't, because it's a good day show. So where's Dr. Ken?
Present and
I lose my mind.
You know what? If Ken were involved in this conversation, he would have, this would be a more articulate. Richie, the problem with Richie is he's a little bit, there's a little thuggery involved. But with Ken, it would be a whole different, Ken's approach with, well, first of all, he would never have the conversation on the air. But secondly, if he did have the conversation, it would be gentlemanly, it would be reserved, but he would have the complete opposite point of view of Roberta on this. And I think he's probably seen a lot in the people that you've treated over the years. You've seen some extreme poverty and some people who are really in tough shape, right?
Oh, of course. I take care of people who have very limited funds.
And you don't charge them.
I take care of very wealthy, but I take care of people from every economic possibility.
Right. All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us through the information this week that's important in the world of medicine, medical documents, medical journals, that sort of thing, the source for Ken and his research. And here is the lead story of the week about sex and how couples stay happy. Ken?
According to a new study, Doug, published in the Social Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal, those who make love once a week are happiest. The new research suggests that couples do not, Doug, need to aim to engage in sex as frequently as possible, but instead aim to maintain a connection with their partner.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that sex once a week is better than sex once a day?
That's what this, I'm just reporting this study published in the Social Psychological Personality Science Journal this week, and that's what they reported and found.
All right. Next, the Charlie Sheen focus on HIV. HIV back in the headlines. What is it like to live with this virus?
It has dramatically changed. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania in 1981 when it was discovered, and I was a fellow at the University of California, San Francisco in 1985 to 1987 when the wards were of dying men, and wow, has it changed. Doug, 1.2 million people in America are living with HIV, though the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is a serious infection. The levels of the virus in a person's body can be controlled with a handful of drugs, and many people living with the virus have a normal lifespan. The virus is spread through certain bodily fluids, including blood, semen, rectal fluids, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. The virus is most commonly transmitted through sharing needles or having unprotected sex with an infected person. Patients who get on treatment early are able to suppress the virus, they're able to keep their immune system strong, and are able to maintain health as a result. People with HIV tend to have elevated cholesterol, a slight loss of bone density, and a higher rate of coronary artery disease. And that's why I still, as a cardiologist, see these people today.
All right. Richie, time for us to bring out the old rectal jet commercial because the research shows that the rectal thermometer is better than anything else when it comes to detecting fevers and other problems in your body, Ken.
Mom knew best. Annals of Internal Medicine this week, taking temperature internally, appears to be the most accurate method and should be relied upon.
Let's see if we can drop one of those in.
Will influence clinical decisions. Peripheral thermometers, oral, underarm, behind the ear, popular because they're comfortable, Doug, but are not sensitive
really
for detecting low grade fevers.
Do you have a patient come in, Dr. Ken, and say, let's go the old-fashioned way?
I tell them I'm an old-fashioned doctor.
Okay. Let's talk about Super Beats for a moment. Problems in your arteries?
You know, that way? I still don't have any.
This is going to fall apart quickly. Anyway, the problems that you have in your arteries, high blood pressure, if you have that, Ken is going to tell you what he recommends to his patients as a cardiologist for getting the blood pressure down.
Exactly. In 1988, Doug, the nitric oxide story was discovered. It was discovered as a signaling molecule. molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. Doug, it can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body, they decline by about 10% every decade of your life till about age 40. You have about 50% less ability to make it. So you have to start eating dietary nitrates, the building blocks of nitric oxide, so your body can make it through an alternative manner. That's why the Super Beets, it's an ideal way. It's a granulated form of beets. Doesn't taste anything like beets. It's actually quite tasty. You put an ounce of it in 4 ounces of water, a teaspoon of it in 4 ounces of water, and you just drink it, and it gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. You can use it before you go and work out. You can use it as you're getting a little tired as the day goes on instead of that caffeine or energy drink. And you should also check your level. Everybody should check their level, get your nitric oxide level. The folks at Baylor University associated with this company now have a test where you just put your saliva on the strip and you can tell if you need it. And if you're low, you get the maintenance Neo40 to get your levels up.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice on Neo40 and Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The drink that killed him. How awful. He was an alcoholic.
No, he was hit by a Guinness truck.
Oh, my little ankle biters. Do I sense dissension in the ranks? Are we ready for homework, or shall we continue manual labor?
Look at me right now, Money Penny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
This is from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, number one at the box office this week, 1993. That movie's been played a lot. I was clicking around Saturday night when I was by myself, and I saw it. It seemed to me I saw it a couple of nights earlier, here and there. Dude looks like a lady from Aerosmith used in that movie. You've always liked that movie, Chuck Curry, haven't you, Mrs. Doubtfire?
You want to hear a weird coincidence, Doug?
What?
I did a revival last night on the big screen of it in East Strasbourg.
Really?
Huh. And it was an amazing time. Oh. In fact, About 50 people showed up. I did a salute to Robin Williams, talked about his career.
Yep.
And that movie holds up and is very, very entertaining and also quite moving on the big screen. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. All right, so there we have movie music to start us looking at movie news, movie moments. Chuck Curry has the results of the box office totals. I think that there is a maybe... Well, we can talk about this. Why the number one movie did very well, but not as well as a lot of people expected it to do. I think it has to do with what's going on in the world. But we'll find out what Chuck thinks in just a moment about that here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
All right, Chucker, did you see Matthew McConaughey in Saturday Night Live?
No, I didn't. I missed it, but I heard the ratings were quite good.
I would think they would have been with him and Adele, but he told the story of all right, all right, all right, which is really quite a good one. You should listen to the replay. All right, so we have Hunger Games, and one wonders, as you understand the theme of the movie, if I mean, it made over $100 million, no, there's no slouch there, but
101. Well, you know, like you were saying before the break, it made 101 million, was number one as expected. But the last installment, Mockingjay Part One, did 120 million. So this was off movie to movie, which is unusual for a fourth and final installment. But still, Lionsgate's not going to shake its head at $101 million opening.
Well, they did 150 around the world elsewhere. So
yeah,
but it was because of the theme. People are getting tired of that. This sort of a theme. Movies. Matter of fact, this Benghazi blow-up terrorist movie is supposed to be out in a couple of weeks. People are wondering whether that's going to do, how that's going to, the Michael Bay movie.
I don't think it'll do well.
I don't either. My son's involved in a project that is supposed to be a follow-up or follow-through on that, and it is not Michael Bay magic, shall we say. All right, so what else happened to the box office?
Spectre, the newest James Bond film, placed second, 14.6, $154 million in 3 weeks. Worldwide, film's done right around $600 million, which is very solid. The Penis movie, Charlie Brown's new entry into 2015.
Peanuts movie, please.
Yeah, exactly. 12.8, $99 million in 3 weeks. The night before, Seth Rogen's new Christmas stoner comedy opened in fourth, a $10 million opening, which is just so-so, but it should have some legs in the weeks to come. And the Julia Roberts movie, A Secret in the Eyes, ran at the top five, just 6.6. That's disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
It is. I'd like to go see that. That would be something pretty intriguing movie. All right, Chucker, thank you for that report. Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.